As we promised you, Mayor Hamilton is off today, and in his spot is Virgil Sauter. He is the director of the Bloomington City Animal. Well, I'm going to get this right the first time because then I'll screw it up every time after that. The City of Bloomington's Animal Care and Control. How you doing, my friend? Good to hear from you again.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I hope you get 15, 20 minutes or so with me to take a deep breath because I know this time of year, why are your walls expanding? Well, they're not. They just look like they are because you've got cats and dogs and everything else stacked to the ceiling. How's summertime been down there on the south side?
Oh, summertime is always a busy time for us. We're currently looking at 348 animals in our care. So our walls are bursting. Luckily, there's 165 of those are in foster homes. So we're almost half of our animals are in foster homes, which is a wonderful thing. We love our fosters dearly.
Well, let's tell everybody what being a foster parent means, and maybe you will get some of those animals, create some more space. Once we create the space, though, it tends to fill up. We'll get into that dichotomy here in just a second. But being a foster parent, for lack of a better term, I don't know what you officially call everyone, to help get some animals out of the shelter, what does that entail, and who are you looking to get help from?
Yeah, so we are looking for a wide range of people. We have a lot of needs, from anything from people that can nurse bottle baby kittens that are orphaned to those that can take a juvenile dog that needs a place to run and some basic training. We make it as easy as possible. We have staff on hand to troubleshoot any problems that arise. We provide the food, medication, bedding as needed. So we just need homes and people with some time and some emotional energy to put into the animals.
That's it. So you're out of excuses, folks. You can cover any of those departments. Now, tell me about the time frame, because I think that gets people a little nervous as well. Yeah. If they have not done this before. Some people say, oh, cool, I can do that for a weekend. Somebody says, oh, I can't possibly do a whole month. What is the time frame you are looking at here, Virgil?
Yeah, so we love people who can do it more long, but for a lot of our animals, if we have just a weekend break, sometimes that's all they need, especially for our dogs just getting out of here for a weekend or a week, that they can relax and get some good sleep. Sometimes that's all they need to kind of come back and show their best personality and get a new home. So we have a wide range. We do have some fosters that have had animals up to a year, and that's an individual call. We don't push that.
I'm going to ask a silly question, but I think I know you have the answer. Well, why don't you just let people keep it?
And indeed,
it's been a year, Virgil. I mean, you guys aren't. Are you still dating? Are we going to get married here? What, are we going to pull the trigger? Let's go. Let's get together here.
Yeah, and indeed, sometimes that happens as well. We don't force our animals on our fosters, but a lot of our fosters end up adopting them. So it's a nice way to kind of do some informal shopping as well and find an animal that fits into your home.
Yeah, it's like renting to own, right? You see how it works for a while. They go, oh, okay, this isn't bad. What does it cost to foster an animal? Is that one of the barriers that people maybe are misunderstanding here? Besides literally feeding them, what else is there financially? What is the financial responsibilities?
Yeah, so the financial responsibility there, we try to make it none. So we can't. There's the responsibilities for the people is basically the time and the space. So, you know, we'll pay for all the medical care, we'll pay for all the food. If you need a crate or a place to house them, we will provide that as well.
And there again, folks, they want to help. Why? Why are there so many animals in the summertime in the City of Bloomington's Animal Care and Control Center?
Yeah, largely that has to do with reproductive trends in cats. It's commonly referred to in the shelter world as kitten season. cats mostly reproduce during the warm months, and they reproduce very, very frequently. So we get a lot of kittens in this time of year. So I mentioned we had 348 animals in our care earlier. 245 of them are cats, and largely those are kittens.
So what would make your life the easiest? It wouldn't be everybody coming and claiming the 348 animals that would be there. It's the old Bob Barker line, right? It's please have your pets spayed and neutered.
Indeed. Anything, you know, if you are feeding a cat that's in your community roaming around outside, if you can get that cat caught and spayed and neutered and continue to feed it, that cat's not reproducing. Spay and neuter your animals, get it checking in with your vet when that's appropriate and healthy for your animal, and get it done, because we have more than we need in this community.
Virgil Sauter is our guest. He is at the head of the Bloomington Animal Care and Control. And sadly, that's not a service you guys provide, right?
We do not do the spay and neuter. Nope, we don't have a vet on staff. It's something that is confusing to some people. Our partner, Bloomington Pets Alive, is just down the street from us. They do provide that. So it's a good local place to get it done relatively inexpensively.
And again, how old is the shelter down there? It's not that old, is it? Oh, it's been redone here recently.
The shelter's been around since the 50s.
Well, yeah, we just can't keep adding layers and layers and layers. We have a high-rise building full of cats and dogs. That's not going to help things out. And the other thing that people might be under the misconception, you and the county work together, but it's still the same building at the end of the day. Explain how that relationship works and why we shouldn't be too confused on that.
Yeah, so we contract out with Monroe County to house all animals coming in from Monroe County sources. So the Sheriff's Department animal management officers, when they pick up animals in the county, they bring them to the shelter, as well as if there's any strays that people pick up in the county, those animals come here as well. And so we provide the care and the housing and try to find their homes.
One roof, buddy. One-stop shopping. It's all right there. All right, so I know you've had some very benevolent donors in the past that have helped with fees and otherwise. If that's not going on, what does it cost to adopt a dog or a cat or something else that can help reduce your population numbers?
Yeah, so our normal adoption fees are fairly low. It's $75. That includes the cost of the spay-neuter vaccinations. They'll be microchipped, ready to go home for our adopters. I will say we are looking at coming up in August. We will be participating with the National Clear the Shelters adoption event with NBC Universal and Hills Pet, and we will be slashing those fees further for that month to get our animals out the door. So something for people to look forward to.
Do you get any help when our 45,000 of our closest friends wearing cream and crimson come back to town in August?
That's most of our volunteers come from that group, or many of our volunteers come from that group. Occasionally we do get adopters as well, so we enjoy meeting them and finding something that works if they're interested in fostering or adopting.
Now, the other part that's always interesting about this, I know some people will not stop by to inspect the merchandise, but you can look from afar online, can't you? Where can people go?
Yeah, so all of our current animals available for adoption are at our website, bloomington.in.gov/animal shelter. We're also listed on Pet Finder and Adopt a Pet.
That's it, folks. They're going to get you. They're going to get you. But that's a good problem, and a good problem to have. Now, if somebody wants to stop by and take a step to fostering, how do they go about doing that? Do they fill out a form? Do they talk to you? How does that work?
The easiest way to do it with foster is to go to our website at bloomington.in.gov/animal shelter. There's a link on there for our foster program. They can sign up and they'll be contacted quickly.
Now, how did you get, you found 14 animals to a new home over the weekend? How did you do that?
Yeah, we got lucky and a lot of people were interested. We opened our hours later than we're normally opened, and just kind of did a big push, dropped some of our fees. When we do that, it's kind of a fun time for people to come on in. So We worked really hard. Our staff and volunteers were exhausted on the day, but everybody was happy to see those animals go home.
Well, some are loving indeed. They found some love in some lovely places. I think the question that I can't get out of my head, and this is where Virgil Sauter can help me with the City of Bloomington Animal Care and Control. If everybody that came to you, if you spayed and neutered them, would that help, or is that just fiscally impossible to do?
If everyone was already?
No. If you could spay and neuter them just coming through your doors, would that help the problem, or is that just fiscally impossible?
So everything that comes through our door that is adopted out is spayed and neutered. If we could do that more with some of the people whose animals become strays and they redeem them, if they'd be willing to spay and neuter them, that would definitely help the situation as well. But it takes more than just the animals that come through our door to be spayed and neutered to cause lasting change.
It takes human beings, right? Human beings making good decisions or making healthy decisions for you as well. Contrary to popular belief, you do not have infinite piles of money on your money tree out back. Is that true?
Oh, I wish that was true, but no, it is not.
Well, there are ways people can get involved. If you choose not to be a foster, if you choose not to be an adopter, you guys will take donations. Let the people know who are listening, Virgil. Maybe they've just lost a pet, or maybe they've moved on in a different direction, but you'll take help in just about any way, shape, or form.
Oh, indeed. Anything from financial donations, you can send a check to the shelter, stop on in, give a donation, or we take donations of bedding. We're always looking for canned cat and dog food and treats and toys.
Other than that, folks, you're running out of excuses not to get involved. Do you have a certain breed of either cat, dog, chinchilla, or otherwise that is topping the charts right now? Is there a run on a certain kind of shelter animal that you have plenty of?
Other than your old, good old fashioned, short-haired American cats, that's the most that we have at the shelter right now. We have a few of our long-term animals that we post on our Facebook page, trying to find the good match for them, such as Sasha, our cute little brindle pit bull. She's definitely looking for a home.
And you guys had a little storm issues there earlier this month. Had your phone service knocked out. How did that go?
Oh, that was a long, long ordeal. It seems to be fixed now, but yeah, we were down for almost 10 days with our phones.
10 days?
Yeah.
My goodness. So, what did you guys do? Reinstitute the telegraph? How did the fax machine?
We had an extra cell phone line around, so we basically had to route all of the shelter phone lines through one phone. So we limped along with it, and now we're back up and running. So
my goodness.
Thankfully, that's over.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Now, your calendar moving forward here as July starts to wrap up and we look forward to August. What are some big dates that people should be paying attention to? You're going to be at farmers markets down at Switchyard Park. I know you guys have done some of that stuff in the past as well. Getting out and getting in front of your soon-to-be customers, you hope.
Yeah, so we currently are working on our schedules for those events, and those will be posted shortly. We're going to have an event coming soon. We're just ironing out the details on that. People want to visit us at events outside of the shelter. The best place to check that out is on our Facebook page. It's just COB Animal Shelter.
That's it, folks. It's that easy, and you can get involved with it. So if you can donate time, great. You'll take volunteers at the shelter. If you can donate supplies, even better. And if you just if you don't want to walk in there and to fall in love again, they will always take a gift card, check, or anything else that goes along with that. Virgil, if you need anything from us, you come back. It doesn't matter when. We'll get you on, and we'll make sure to try to get your hotel occupancy down a little bit. But that depends on our humans, right? The animals.
Indeed.
It's not they can't drive down there to Pets Alive and get things taken care of. It has to be the humans that that help us all out. Other than that, how's your summer been? Good?
It's been good. Yes. And I will support what you said. And the only way we can change the care of our animals and community is to work with the humans. So the more everybody can be involved, the better it is for the four-legged creatures.
I've got two humans under the age of 14. I'm having a hard time training them. So if you got any insight, you let me know, and we will help get the messages and the words out. If you need anything, let me know, buddy. Thank you for your time. And again, the City of Bloomington Animal Care Control. You can go to bloomington.in.gov/animal-shelter and see all of the contestants waiting to jump into your lap, jump into your life, jump into your home, and make Bloomington a better place. Thanks for all you do, Virgil. Great job.
All right. Thank you much.